Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thinking a lot these days, obviously, about our home quarantines and COVID-19. We hope this show today finds you after a nice, relaxing weekend. Hope that you're starting to settle down a little bit and trust God with more and more of the situation as we, it's very fluid. It changes every single day. And I know that it's going to demand a lot of creativity from all of us. We have two gentlemen on the line with us today. They're both very creative individuals, both part of very creative ministries. I want to welcome into the show Morgan Jackson. He's the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing. And Morgan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Looking forward to it.
And one of your ministry partners, Brian Allred, a frequent guest on the program here at KNKT. Yeah. Brian Allred, the president of not Faith Comes by Hearing, but of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. Brian, thank you for being with us as well.
Hey, Jim, always an honor to be with you.
Well, guys, I want to start by letting you both say a little bit. I know that you're both having to make adjustments in your ministries with COVID. Morgan, have you guys been able to continue working in the shop, so to speak, or are you having to start working from home now?
Well, for the last 2.5 weeks, we've had our staff all off with pay at the moment. Mm-hmm. And we expect to be off currently till the end of the month. But those who can work from home are working as hard as they can to accomplish what we can do. Also, we have, of course, a whole international team of partners. And fortunately, with Bible Is, and much of what we do is digital, mm-hmm. we're able to, at this time, with the gospel films, with the audio Bibles in 1,340 languages, do some really creative things so that although people can't gather in a single place, they can gather together to watch the gospel films and then via Zoom or FaceTime or Facebook be able to actually have conversations together. And so it's one of those times we're seeing the multitude of God's wisdom by providing all the different tools.
Well, Morgan, Faith Comes by Hearing is an amazing ministry. I mean, I've been familiar with you guys many, many years ago in the late 80s. I was buying tapes and tape duplicating equipment, things from Hosanna, to make all of Skip Heitzig's cassette tapes available. Yep. And I know we've got a bunch of millennials out there even. I don't even think the millennials, maybe it's the Gen X's. They don't know what a cassette tape is. So it's kind of fun, but we've been involved with your ministry for a really long time. And I want to let, before we start having you talk about Faith Comes by Hearing, because if our listeners are not familiar with you, they're going to be amazed at the things that you are doing. Brian visited the station with Jason Elam, and Jason works very closely with the Wycliffe Bible Translators, and they, of course, mentioned mm-hmm. you as one of their ministry partners. But Brian has what I think is, it shouldn't be such a creative idea, should it, Brian? We should all be praying 24/7, but what you've really done is you've brought together the churches and the body of Christ so that they're working together, all denominations and every call, evangelicals and Orthodox and all these different folks are working together to pray around the clock 24/7. What kind of things are you praying about during this COVID virus outbreak, Brian?
Jim, thank you. You know, what I've seen when you unite around the person of Jesus and his word, you can get traction. We may not agree on different points of theology, but we agree on Jesus. We agree on his word needs to go forward. And so that becomes the unity point around prayer. And we've seen Protestant, Catholics, evangelicals from all streams, Pentecostal and Baptists all come together to take a monthly day of prayer. And so we just finished, Jim, 21 days of prayer. We were doing a Facebook Live event every night at 7:14 Eastern. And we had 700,000 views over the last 21 days, which just amazed me. I was hoping for a couple hundred. That's how small my faith was. thank God he exceeded expectations. But we just finished that. And for us, our model doesn't depend on a church being open because our model is pray anywhere, everywhere. So somebody gets up in Socorro, New Mexico at 2 a.m. and prays, takes their time on the wall. Mm. And at 3 o'clock, somebody gets up in Santa Fe and and prays, and at 4 a.m. somebody gets up in Kansas City and prays, and at 5 a.m. somebody's praying in Uganda. And so our model doesn't depend. And so we've actually seen a spike and a huge increase in ministry and ministry activity for us during the COVID-19. While most church buildings are shut down in America, we've actually seen an increase and influx of people. And, you know, Google said that prayer went through the roof, highest they've ever recorded of the word prayer being Googled and searched in the history of Google. You know, the people, they said, even people who said they'd never prayed before are praying now. And so, you know, for us, it's Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything.
Yeah.
So we're praying for awakening. We're praying that God will use what the devil meant for evil, he'll use it for good, to awaken his church, to awaken his bride, that every house would become a house of prayer, every family a house of prayer. Because Jesus didn't say my church is supposed to be a house of prayer. He said my house, my oikos, my family is supposed to be a family of prayer. So our dream and belief and prayer and hope is that every family, every believer will become a house of prayer. And God forced us into our homes, and our prayer is that people will use that time to really get prayer back in the homes. And so the problem isn't that they kick prayer out of schools. It's that we stopped praying in our homes and churches a long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. Amen to that.
We can't ask.
Morgan Jackson, he is the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing, and Brian Allred, the President of Faith. Why do I keep saying Brian Allred, President of Faith Comes by Hearing? I'm absolutely writing this down in big letters. President of New Mexico and America Prays. Sorry, Brian, I won't make that mistake again. Hey, let's shift gears a little bit, because as you guys know, the time will fly by with us, and we only have Morgan for about a half an hour. Morgan is the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing. You've been working alongside your dad, Jerry, and your mom for a really long time in this ministry, since you were Hosanna Ministries. Tell us about the history of Faith Comes by Hearing.
Well, you know, it started with my mom and dad being faith missionaries, started in Southern California. And my dad came to Christ in his 20s, had been living in orphanages and foster homes from 4 to 12. Mm-hmm. And when he came to faith, he didn't know how to live. And so the Bible was his kind of how do you do book. Mm-hmm. And so he then heard from the Lord when he was about 35. To do kind of a George Mueller experience, living by faith, moved 4 kids, including myself, into a school bus. And we traveled for about 4 years around the United States, Hopi Village, hippie communities, Navajo Reservation, and ended in Albuquerque. And we never understood Albuquerque, but God wanted, because of the people in Albuquerque, to start the ministry of Hosanna, which is now known worldwide as Faith Comes by Hearing, to bring the Word of God to the nations. So as you know, we started as a tape loan library initially. Chuck Smith, Skip's tapes were in that library. But then we started finding out that 70% of the world's population were oral. 50% of the world was illiterate, living on less than $2 a day. Wycliffe Bible translators were telling us that they would distribute Bibles, and sometimes they'd come back with no pages. When they'd ask them, where did the pages go? They'd say, well, Pastor, you told us man cannot live by bread alone, and we can't read. And so what we do, we can't read the Word of God, so we just tear a page out every day, and we put it in the soup, and we eat it.
Oh, wow.
And so we need another Bible because we've eaten all the pages. And so we found Bibles being slept on, hung from rafters to ward away evil spirits. But we recognized that in some tribal groups, even when the Bible was translated, only 10, 20, 30 people could read it. And so Wycliffe and the Bible societies began to invite us to come and record the scriptures in the languages of those people. And so from Albuquerque, New Mexico, this little organization called Hosanna exploded a ministry that started recording scripture in every language. And so started recording one language a year. And now today, this year, we'll record 150 new languages.
That is amazing.
All right. So by the end of the year, we'll be close to 1,500 languages, representing probably 83% of the world's population. Over 6 billion people can now hear the Word of God in their own language. Now, our issue was people were poor and didn't have money, and so we had an engineer on our staff that created a tool we call the Proclaimer. It was a solar-paneled hand-crank device that would allow a community to gather to hear Scripture, and there wouldn't be any cost because the sun recharges the batteries and they had a hand crank.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discovered was that Scripture was never meant to be read, actually. It was always meant to be heard. And so when we looked at these communities, we found, oh, the Bible was always heard in community. Moses, he only had one copy of the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were 98, 99% illiterate. How did they get Scripture? Deuteronomy 31, every 7 years, the whole nation was to assemble. So we said, oh, can we, instead of giving an audio Bible to each person, which is kind of a Western thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just give an audio Bible to a community, and will they gather to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first experience going in to Ghana among the Kankombas, come to a village, and you say to the leaders, hey, we've got the Word of God. Would you like to hear it? And they say, well, God doesn't speak our language. He only speaks English.
Wow.
And you go, no. He speaks Kankomba. And you take out this black box, and you push the button on it, and out of the black box comes Kankomba. And people start laughing, people start crying, and they stop you and they say, wait. And then they grab a gong and they go throughout the whole village, and it's just a piece of metal beating it until every single person in the village is there. And they all come together to hear the Word of God.
Yeah.
And you watch these people, and when they push the button, all sound in the village just disappears. It's like gone. Nobody moves. Nobody twitches for the next 45 minutes. And as they listen, 45 minutes later, you stop the button. You watch people just kind of going, because they're coming out of the story. And you realize they were walking with Jesus.
Mm.
And they're like, he speaks Kankomba. He can address us directly. We don't need a translator to talk to God. He's from among us. And in villages where this Kankomba area, they told us, missionaries have been there for 28 years, and only a handful of people had come to faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And in one village we went to, whole village is there. After 45 minutes of listening, you pull out, you stop it, and our national worker asks the people, how many of you would like to accept Christ? And half the village raises their hand.
Wow.
And you just go, what? And so what we've discovered is, When Billy Graham says the Word of God is a lion, you don't have to defend it, just let it go.
Mm.
That one of our problems has always been that we're trying to bring the Word of God in English and teach people to read and write.
Mm-hmm.
The Scripture says faith comes by hearing, not reading.
Mm-hmm.
And when we take the Word of God and we put it to them in community, in an oral form, man, it has been unbelievable. Whole communities coming to faith. We got countless stories of Muslim. Mary and I were visiting Muslim villages. You know, there was 5 believers in a people group. Translation had been down for 5 years. Nobody was reading it. We recorded it. Hire a national worker. Give them a bicycle and some proclaimers. And they go village by village, gathering the people together. Do you want to hear the Word of God? And so we visited 3 Muslim villages. In each one of the villages, over half the people were brand new believers.
Wow.
You're sitting under a tree and you're going, what? These are Muslims and they come to faith in Christ. And I asked the chief, who was a Muslim, I said, how come you accepted Christ? What happened? He said, I was sick before the black box came, the good radio, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I died. And when I died, my spirit or my soul came out of my body, and when it came out, a hand took my soul and it pushed it into hell, and I heard a voice say, you cannot come
to heaven, you do not know the way. Mm. And he said, I awoke alive and sick, but knowing now if I died that Islam and my traditional gods were not the way to God. And so he said, within a matter of days, this black box came. Mm. And when they gathered under the mango trees to listen, when he heard it for the first time, he said, I knew that Jesus was the way. And I accepted Jesus that same day I listened. And so now all the people in my village gather to listen. And these are those who have now become followers of Isa. Now they call Jesus Isa. Mm-hmm. That's the Muslim name for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's and so we've done now 1,340 languages. So worldwide, Albuquerque, Faith Comes by Hearing, will touch, we believe, literally almost every single language in the world. We have a vision that by 2033, working with Wycliffe Bible Societies, mm-hmm. they've set a goal of having a translation in every language by the year 2033.
Okay.
And so we've joined them, and we are working to have a reporting and a gospel film in every single language of the world by year 2033.
Wow. Amazing. We are on the phone this afternoon with Brian Ollerid, President of America Praise and New Mexico Praise, and Morgan Jackson, the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
How would you like to predict the future? 100 years ago, a man named John Watkins, who curated the Smithsonian, tried. He predicted that by today, we'd have exterminated cockroaches and mosquitoes, and we'd no longer be using the letters C, Q, or X. Tell that to Xerox. The truth is, the future is beyond our ability to predict, but it's not beyond God's. And His Word tells us everything we need to know about what's ahead in the period known as the end times. We want to help you understand what the future holds by sending you Skip Heitzig's book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. You Can Understand the Book of Revelation, newly reprinted to include helpful illustrations and a study guide. This timely resource is our gift of thanks for your donation today of $35 or more to help keep these Bible-based teachings on the air. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give today and get your copy of You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. Or call 800-922-1888. That's 800-922-1888.
He blesses us in the battle. This is incredible.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We would prefer that you prepare a table after you kill my enemies. But he says in the presence. You want to know why? Because he's not afraid of them. I want you to see this picture in your mind of Jesus sitting down at a table in the middle of a battlefield with a white tablecloth and candlesticks, serving you a great meal with 20-foot angels all around you. Sometimes he calms the storm, but sometimes he calms the child. Sometimes he just calms you, even in the midst of the storm.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connect. Morgan Jackson, the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing, on the phone with us, along with Brian Ollerid, the President of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. Brian, how are your ministries working together?
You know, Jim, Morgan's been my mentor for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Mary, has been my wife's mentor. So we've walked with Morgan and Mary for 16 years now. And, of course, his dad and mama, heroes in the faith. And, you know, here's what I believe, Jim, and it really comes from Acts 6:4. The apostle said, you know, there's many things that healthy churches need to do. There's many important activities for healthy churches, but there's these two things we're going to prioritize above everything else. They said we're going to devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the Word, to prayer, ministry of the Word. So, for me, those two things have always, in my mind and heart and theologically, have always gone together, that prayer feeds into Scripture and Scripture brings us back to our knees in prayer. And so kind of what we do, when our first prayer focus, we have 7 prayer focuses for all of our cities and states and nations through America Praise and World Praise. And the first prayer focus is, you know, we're praying for the lost to be saved, that every man, woman, and child would hear the gospel in their heart language.
Mm.
And that's something that I learned, you know, that became a burden of mine through Morgan's mentorship in my life. That became a burden that every man, woman, and child would hear the gospel, the words of Jesus, in their native language, their heart language. And it's funny, you know, my wife's from Honduras, my wife Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We've married 23 years now. She's been living in America 25 years. She's a citizen. But up until a few years ago, she said she would dream in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she started in American, you know, preschool at the age of three, her heart language is Spanish. And so when she dreams in Spanish. Now, it's switched. She's been in America now longer than she lived in Honduras now. And so just in the last few years, she started dreaming in English. It's interesting, you know, what is somebody's heart language? And so for us, that's our prayer focus, is we're asking we want to get every people group adopted in prayer, that they would receive the word of God in their heart language. So, yeah, definitely that's a big part of what we do, is praying into that, you know. We want to mobilize churches and people to pray for the Bible-less, that every man, woman, and child will get to hear the word of God in their heart language. And so that's our main prayer focus, that every man, woman, and child will hear the gospel. So we just feel like prayer leads to mission in the Bible. Prayer always moved into mission. Prayer wasn't a separate activity. Prayer wasn't about you getting something out of it.
Right.
Prayer was always about mission. They prayed and they would go out and share the gospel. They'd get arrested and then go back to prayer. And they would say, you know, in Acts 4, Lord, give us boldness to keep preaching your name. They didn't pray protect us. They didn't pray, Lord, take care of these bad people that arrested us and beat us. Their prayer when they got released from prison was, Lord, give us more boldness and more courage to keep sharing the name Jesus, that every man, woman, and child would have the chance to hear the gospel. And so that's really what drives us, Jim. Is the mission. And I've been a prayer guy a long time, and I think too often prayer is the end game.
Mm-hmm.
And in Scripture, prayer is not the end game.
Mm-hmm.
And so prayer is part of the process. It's prayer is access to the Father, but prayer is not the end game. The end game is always mission. So I love partnering with Morgan. I love what Faith Comes by Hearing is doing. We partner with Seed Company and the Bible of Jason Elam and Solomon Lujan and them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see every nation covered in prayer, that every man, woman, and child would have the chance. And we feel like prayer is a big part of that,
you know,
seeing that agenda move forward.
Morgan, you, before the break, told us that you have a goal by 2033, along with Wycliffe, to bring a recording of the gospel in every language in the world. How many more do you have to go between now and then?
A lot. About 5,000.
Wow.
But the thing is, right now, there's about 1,000 languages that have a New Testament translation done that we can record. There's another 1,000 that have portions that are done, where translators have got enough work done that, you know, gospel or three or four gospels are done. And within the next 5 years, that can be recorded. And then there's about 1,200 other languages that have work in progress, which means translators are in the field. Then there's 2,000 languages that have zero, nothing.
Mm.
Nobody's engaged them. They got no portion. They got no translators working. And that's a place that we have joined with Seed Company, Wycliffe, and the Bible Societies and Pioneer Bible translators as well, to create a software we call Render, and a process that we call the Oral Bible Translation Process. So the translators came to us and said, hey, in these last 2,000 languages, even if we get a translation done, there's no literate people, or they're not going to be literate in their language. The government's not going to have literacy in their language.
Mm-hmm.
So the only hope is to get it recorded. Why don't we skip the 5 years of creating an orthography, learning the language, creating a text, and why don't we just go oral to oral? Because the people already speak a portion of that people group in these minority languages will always speak a portion of them, one of the majority languages,
mm-hmm.
because they have to, due to education, to trade, because of intermarriage. So they're saying, why can't we create a software that allows them to listen to the language of wider understanding and then do oral translations into their own language? And so we spent about $5 million creating that software. Wow. With Seed Company, Wycliffe, and Pioneer. And then that software is now, and the process is now, it's got the same rigor as a print translation. But what happens is literally within a month, we'll have a chapter or so of scripture available that the people can begin to hear. And so instead of waiting 20 years, 30 years, 15 years to have any scripture, the first month they have scripture.
Wow.
And so you'll have whole villages gather. You know, you do the translation during the week, mm-hmm. and then it's peer checked. Then it goes to the translator. They check it. Then it goes in the community where you community check it. Mm-hmm. So you let them listen to make sure they're having accurate understanding. And you'll have a community where everybody's arguing who gets to host it. And, you know, they roast the coffee. They roast peanuts. And the whole village comes, it's in the dark, and you got this little computer. And they listen each week to the next chapter, half chapter that's been done. And with amazement, hear the first thing ever in their language is the Word of God.
This is great stuff. Love it.
And it's just it's one of those things when you see people who have never, and people weep when they hear scripture for the first time in their language. They think that God forgot them. They've been told by everybody else, your language is the language of monkeys, of pigs, you squeak, you squeal. If you want to talk to God, you have to learn French or English or some other language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting thing when you think about it. In the Garden of Eden, what was the language of Adam and Eve?
We don't know.
Now, some people say Chinese because Chinese is the largest language. Others say Spanish because it's the most beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there was only one language, right? It was the language of God.
Mm-hmm.
We never think about that.
No.
So when we come to the Tower of Babel, I always see the language of God as like this big bowling ball, or and how God just came down and smacked it. Bam! And broke it up into pieces, and the Chinese and English got bigger pieces. The Kakwas got a little piece. But God never forgot his language. So in these little communities where 1,000 or 500 or 2,000 people speak a language, that's God's language. It's a portion of his language. He never forgot his language. So we're not trying to translate so that God can speak to them. He always knew their language.
Yeah.
But when we put their language and God's words in it, and you watch people just weep, and I love it when they laugh. They'll just laugh, and you know, I remember when I first started doing this, I'm like, why are you laughing? You know, I was offended. Why are you laughing? They said, well, I didn't know that Jesus spoke Swahili. And I go, what do you mean? And they say, I didn't know, you know, Jesus is Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, Jesus is not Swahili. And they say, yes, he is. And I said, no, he's not. They say, yes, he is. I said, he speaks perfect Swahili.
Yeah.
You're going, oh, yeah, I guess he does.
I've got proof that he does. That's right.
I know he's American because he speaks perfect English, right?
Morgan, hey, we are very close to the time that you've allotted us today. I'm going to bug Brian Ollerid to stay with us after the half-hour break, but I've got two more questions for you. And
okay.
this might sound a little bit selfish, and I don't intend it that way, but I want our listeners to be able to take advantage of the technology and everything that you offer, because right now you have actual multiple Bible translations available in English for people that want to acquire those from you, and our listeners may need that to play on their cell phone, or they may want to listen to it in their car or some other technology. How do they get in touch with you to get these resources?
All right. Easiest thing to do is just go to Bible.is. So Bible period mm-hmm. is. So God is, Jesus is, Bible is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go Bible period .is, you can download, you can either go to the website and listen to scripture online and watch videos. We have four full-length films in 400 languages.
that you can watch. English, of course, is what we would prefer, but Spanish, Portuguese, Arabic, Russian, all of those are available. Or you just download the app to your phone. And if you download the app, all 1,340 languages are available to you.
And what is the app called?
Open the app up. You can then search for your language, search for the English version you want, English Standard, New International, King James, whichever you want. I recommend the Dramatize. During this time where people are sheltered at home, we have 40-day listening programs. You can listen through the whole New Testament or the four Gospels. Open that up and schedule it, and every day come together to listen. Another thing that's really fun is to take the film. And just as a family with your children, open the gospel film and watch one or two chapters of the film together and then talk about it. So that would be the recommendation. You can go to the Faith Comes Burning website, but Bible.is is where you have all the tours.
Okay. And I did need to ask you, Morgan, what is the name? What is the name of the app? Like if you go on your iPhone.
Bible Is.
Bible Is. Okay.
Bible period. I-S.
Okay.
So, then period, I-S. That's why I said God is, Jesus is, Bible is.
Yeah. Morgan, last question for you. I pulled two statements off your website that I'm fascinated with. When I think about the goal of your ministry, I see a statement that says, God's word for every person. And then I see one when I think about how you're going to deploy these resources, Bible by every means available, and that is even means sign language now.
Well, that's right. We in Albuquerque, there we started the Deaf Bible Society. So anybody that uses sign language should go to Deaf Bible. Just type in Deaf Bible. Mm-hmm. You have a website or an app, and it gives you access to the Bible in 22 sign languages. So 1% of the world is deaf and needs to have sign language. And so weird enough as it is, 8 years ago, God asked, faith comes by hearing, you know, ministry focused on listening, to create. Now, we didn't create sign language. We worked with partners that did all the sign language videos.
Mm-hmm.
But then we created the technology, the videos and the apps and the websites. So that it took them from like 10,000 people had gotten access using DVDs or CDs, but using the apps in the first year we put it out, we had over 450,000 people gain access free. So it's free access. So if you know anybody that's deaf and wants sign language, go to Deaf Bible.
And this is a way that they can just watch the scriptures being presented in sign language. That's such a phenomenal idea. And I have to say this. I mean, this is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm from Albuquerque. I kind of feel like the Jackson families included me in this because I'm from here. This is a special thing. God's really doing a massive work in your ministry. And Faith Comes by Hearing is no longer small. It's worldwide. And you've only got about 5,000 more places to go, and you're going to have the whole world covered. That is incredible. Morgan Jackson has been on the phone with us this afternoon. He's the Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing.